Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, I'm here with one of our mastermind members, Daphne V. Smith. How you doing?
Great.
Listen, I have seen amazing clarity from you lately. And the question of the day is, how do you make waves? How do you be a wave maker instead of a wave faker?
Yeah.
And what is a wave maker? What do you think?
So to me, a wave maker is somebody who lives authentically.
Okay.
They are not afraid of disturbing the status quo or
rocking the boat. I love that.
Yeah. And it's not just for rocking the boat
sake.
It's for growth. There's intention behind it.
Fantastic. You came into Fire Ring this year with some clarity, but I remember just 2 weeks ago, this massive breakthrough. Late at night, we had a mastermind gathering online, but it was like it all came together.
Yeah.
So what's the opposite of a wave maker? What's a wave faker?
Right. So a wave faker is an imposter.
Mm.
It is somebody who's living idly. You know, think about that little toy car you wind up and you hold it up and the wheels are just spinning.
Gotcha.
It's not going anywhere or like treading water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are two key characteristics of a wave faker versus a wave maker.
Awesome. Well, listen, folks, I want to challenge you today. Are you making waves or are you a wave faker? I'll be honest. I was a wave faker for a lot of years just because I felt like it was safer. I was scared. But I came out with Your Secret Name, where I kind of told the world, listen, I was addicted to self-injury as a young adult, and I found victory and help. You also came out with the fact that you had some scarlet letters or whatever.
Yes.
Give us in our last minute here, what is that about? What's your scarlet letter about?
So what's your scarlet letter is about recognizing your hurts, releasing your shame, and reclaiming your voice.
Wow.
The one shared human experience is pain.
Pain.
And what we do with that pain determines what we can do with our lives.
Wow. And that is a book.
Yes.
And the book is out in a lot of different areas and versions. You did that with Author Academy Elite. We're very proud of you, by the way. So I want to encourage you guys, if you want to be a wave maker, you need to be real and authentic. And one of the ways you can do that is to pick up Daphne's book and really identify what your scarlet letter is.
Yeah.
Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.